Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Eduyos, and we are up to Parak Vav, Mishnah Gimel. So we said that an Eivor Min Achai is Metameh. So the Mishnah talks about, what about Basar or Etzem from an Eivor Min Achai? Kazayis Basar Porish Min Eivor Min Achai. A Kazayis of Basar that comes off of an Eivor Min Achai, Rabbi Lazar Metameh, Rabbi Lazar says, is going to be Tameh like a dead body. Rabbi Shor and Rabbi Nechunya Metarim. Rabbi Shor and Rabbi Nechunya say that it's Tahar, it's like Basar Min Achai. Etzem Kesora Porish Min Eivor Min Achai. If a bone, the size of a Sa'ura, comes off of an Eivor Min Achai, Rabbi Nechunya Metameh. Rabbi Nechunya says it's Tameh just like a bone from a dead body. And Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon Metarim, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon say no, it's like a bone chip that comes off of a living person, which is going to be Tahar. So essentially, we have three shitos about Basar and Etzem that comes from an Eivor Min Achai. Rabbi Lazar says that the Basar is Tameh, the bone is Tahar. Rabbi Nechunya says no, the Basar is Tahar, the bone is Tameh. And Rabbi Shimon says both the basar and the bone are going to be tahar. So now there's going to be a whole discussion about these different shitos. So first, Amr lo Rabbi Eliezer. The other two Tanaim said to Rabbi Eliezer, Marisa the Tamei Kazayis Basar Porish Me'evim Menachai. Why is it that you're Matamei Kazayis of Basar that comes off of an Evim Menachai? Amr lehem Matzino Evim Menachai Kamei Shalim. He says, because an Evim Menachai is treated like a full dead body. So just like a full dead body, if you were to take a Kazayis Basar off of it, it's Matamei Ba'ohel. So if you take a Kazayis Basar off of an Evim Menachai, it's Matamei Ba'ohel. Ma Meis Kazayis Basar Porish Menutamei as half Evim Menachai Kazayis Basar Porish. So Amr lo, they said back to him, lo, your hashva'ah doesn't work. Im tameis kazayis basar parish menu meis. If your metame kazayis basar comes off of a dead body, shekein tameis etzem kasara parish menu. That would make sense because your metame etzem kasara that comes from a dead body. But the tameis kazayis basar parish menu menachai shekein tiyarta etzem kasara parish menu. Meaning, where's your consistency? If you view an eivor menachai to be like a dead body, then an etzem kasara that comes off of an eivor menachai should also be tameh. But you're matir that. So I'm a little Rabbi Nechunya. So then the other two Tanaim challenge Rabbi Nechunya. Marisa the Tamei Etzem Kesara Parish Me'evim Menachai. Why are you matami in Etzem Kesara that comes off of Me'evim Menachai? Amalahem, he said, well, Matzino Me'evim Menachai Kamei Shalim. We treat Me'evim Menachai like a full dead body. Ma'amei Etzem Kesara Parish Me'evim Menachai. Just like a full dead body, if an Etzem Kesara comes off of it, it's Tamei. Me'evim Menachai Etzem Kesara Parish Me'evim Yetamei. So to the Me'evim Menachai, if you take an Etzem Kesara off of it, it should be Tamei. So I'm low. They said back to him, lo, you're not being consistent. Im tameis etzem kesara parish min ha-meis. Yeah, we're metame and etzem kesara that comes off of a dead body. Shekein tameis kesayis basar parish menu. Because we're also metame kesayis basar that comes off of a dead body. But to tame etzem kesara parish min ha-meis, you're going to be metame and etzem kesara that comes off of an evim min ha-meis. Shekein tiyarte kesayis basar parish menu. Where you're metahera kesayis basar that comes off of it. Meaning you agree that an evim min ha-meis is not quite the same as a dead body with regard to basar. So why are you treating it the same as a dead body with regard to etzem kesora? So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Then they said to Rabbi Eliezer, "Marisa lachlok mitasecha. Why did you change your method of comparing and say that we compare an aver from a living an aver min achai to a full dead body? But you only were willing to say that legabe basar, not legabe etzem. O time b'shnehem, o tir b'shnehem. Either say that both basar and etzem." That comes from an Eivor Min Achai is Tameh because an Eivor Min Achai is like a dead body, or they're both Tahar because it's not like a dead body. So Amalahem, he said, Meruba Tumas HaBasar miTumas HaTzamos, because in a certain sense, Basar has a greater capacity of Tumah than HaTzamos do. Shabasar Nog Bin Nevelus B'Shratzim, because Basar is a type of Tumah that applies even to Nevelus and to Shratzim, Mashen Kin BaTzamos. An Etzem of a Nevela and an Etzem of a Sheretz are not Tameh. So therefore, we see that there's a lesser capacity of Tumah when it comes to HaTzamos. Davar Acher, another point that he made is that the tumah of basar is greater than the tumah of atzamos in the following sense: aver sheish of basar koray metami magom masa ba'ohel. An aver that has enough basar on it is metami magom masa and ohel. Chaser basar tameh. If some of that basar is missing, it's still considered an aver and it's tameh as long as there's still some basar left, so that it would be able to heal. Chaser etzem tahar. But if the bone is missing, then it's considered tahar. So you see that we treat basar with the greater chumra than we treat atzamos. Now they challenge Rabbi Nechunya. Why did you split your comparison between an Eiver Menachai and a dead body? That you only treat an Eiver Menachai like a dead body with regard to the atzamos and not with regard to the basar. Oh, Tameh Bishnehem, oh, Taher Bishnehem. Be consistent. He says, no, bone has a greater capacity of tumah than flesh does. Because flesh that comes off of a living person is tahar. But if a limb that comes off of a living person in its, with basar gidin vatzamos is going to be tameh. So since basar alone is not tameh, but you put it together with atzamos and all of a sudden it becomes tameh, so you see it must be that bone is what it's all about. So bones are more chamer than basar, and therefore it makes sense that legabe bones we're going to treat the Eiver Menachai like a Meis Shalem. Dover Acher, another example of how we see that bones are more chamur. Kazayis Basar Metame Magam Masa Ba'ohel. Kazayis Basar Metame with Magam Masa and Ohel. Verov Atzamos Metame Magam Masa Ba'ohel. When you have the majority of the bones, it's Metame Magam Masa Ba'ohel. Chasra Basar Tahar. But if some of that Basar is missing and you have less than a Kazayis, it's totally Tahar. Chasra Rov Atzamos, if you don't have whatever the shear of atzamos is, which is the majority of the bones, but we're not focused on how big the shear is right now. We're just more focused on what happens when you don't have the full shear. It still has the capacity to be metame, just not ba'oel anymore. So you see, in that sense, bones are more chamer. Davar acher, another point that he made to show how bones are more chamer than basar, called basar ameshu pachos mikzayis tahar. The basar of an entire dead body that's less than a gazayas is tahar, even though you have all the basar there. Rov binyano, verov minyano shalmeis, alfa pishein bem, rov ametamin. But if you have the majority of the skeleton or the majority of the number of bones of a person's body, no matter how tiny that body was, and even if it's less than the shear of bones that would normally be significant, it's going to be metame. So you see that bones are more chamer than basar. So now I'm going to learn Rabbi Yeshua. Now it's time for Blazer and Mechunia to challenge Rabbi Yeshua. Mari Isa. Why do you think that both basar that comes from an Eiver Menachai and atzamos that come from an Eiver Menachai, why do you think that they're both tahar? Samar lahem, he said, lo, amartim b'meis. If you say something about a meis, about bones from a meis and basar from a meis, sheish barov verova verekev, because a meis has chumras of rov and rova hakav and rekev, which is the dust of the kever of the dead body, so all of that stuff can be metame ba'ohel. So you see such chumras by a mace. Tomer b'chai she'en bo rov rov rekev. You're going to start applying all the chumras of a mace to an eiver menachai where you don't have any of those chumras of rov and rova and rekev. So that's why I'm totally metaher basar min eiver menachai and bones from an eiver menachai. Now moving on to Parag Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hey, Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Tzadik, al Pidyon Petach Hamar Shemesh. Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Tzadik were made about a Pidyon Petach Hamar that died before it got to the Kohen. Shein Bala Kohen Klum, that the Kohen has no tainas. He can't say, you got to give me a new sheep to replace the dead one. Shabbat Lezer Omer, because Rabbi Lezer said, Chayavin Bach Rizun, Chamish Lam Shal Ben, that no, you are responsible for the sheep, just like a father would be responsible to pay Chamish Laim for a Pidyon Aben. Meaning, if you set aside Chamish Slaim to do Pidyon HaBen and then it never got to the Kohen, you got to give him a different Chamish Slaim. So the same over here, if you're doing Pidyon Petach Hamar and you're going to give him a sheep, you got to make sure he gets it. The Chum Romain Chayav Mechrizan Chum say, no, you don't have to replace that sheep. Elika Pidyon Shal Maiser Sheni. We treat it more like Pidyon of Maiser Sheni, where if you lost the Pidyon money, meaning you were poding your Maiser Sheni onto money and then you lost that money, so you have no money to bring to your Shalayim, you don't have to replace that money and you're allowed to eat your Maiser Sheni as is. Wow, so let's try to review what we learned today. In Mishnah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, we learned that there are three different shitos about how to deal with with flesh and bones that come off of an Eiver Menachai. Rabbi Elazar says that the basar is tamei, the bones are tahar. Rabbi Nechunya said the basar is tahar, the bones are tamei, and Rabbi Shua said they're both tahar. So we try to explain why Rabbi Eliezer is more machmir about the basar than the bones, and he pointed to certain chumras that basar has over bones in the world of Tum and Tahara. We try to explain why Rabbi Nechunya is more machmir about the bones than the basar, and he pointed to three different halachas where we see that bones are more chamur, and then we try to explain why Rabbi Yeshua is totally makel, and he tried to show that an Eiver Menachai is nothing like a mace. And then in Mishnah, in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, we said about Pidyon Petar Chamor, where the sheep never got to the Kohen, that the Kohen has no tainas, even though Rabbi Eliezer said that the Kohen does have tainas, just like if he never got the Chamish Shloim of Pidyon Aben. But the Chum say it's more like Pidyon Maaser Sheni, where if you lost the money, you don't have to replace that money. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis in Maseches Eduyos.